This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. McDonald's has pulled the plug on McResources, its nominally internal website for employees. Workers could get help there on everything from eating right to saving money, in theory. What really happened was that McResources became very McBad McPR for the company, because the fact is the line between internal and external has become treacherously thin in corporate America. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has the story.
There were tweets, there were videos, there were news stories. McDonald's tells employees to try food stamps. Ronald McDonald tells workers not to eat fast food. It was a PR nightmare.
There's always been information that the company didn't want to get out, but now it's just so much easier to get it out.
Lisa Orndorff is with the Society for Human Resources Management. She says over the years, more and more companies have tried to clamp down on leaks with things like confidentiality agreements. Jonah Berger teaches at the Wharton School.
Justin Bieber did something similar for a party. You know, he had a party at his house. He said, hey, if you're going to be here, you got to sign a confidentiality agreement, $3 million if you break it.
But this all comes down to something much bigger, PR. Companies need more of it. It's no longer just the outside face of the firm that needs managing. Darren Brabham is with the USC Annenberg School.
You know, internal communication or employee communication or employee relations used to be this one domain of public relations, which frankly, was not necessarily ignored, but not emphasized either.
That was before the age of viral ridicule. Now companies can find themselves retweeted to the front page of BuzzFeed and 500,000 Facebook pages in minutes. Every bad tweet can become a PR fail.
It's much more of a micro-level management of individual relationships because those things can then, you know, tip out of control on social media and go viral.
So what does this brave new world of digital peril mean? A lot of new PR jobs. The industry grew 8% last year. I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.